Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a warm welcome upon his arrival in France. Upon landing, he was greeted at the airport by France Minister of the Armed Forces Sebastien Lecornu, while the Indian community in Paris gathered to offer their heartfelt greetings. Later, the Prime Minister took to social media and mentioned that he had received a memorable welcome in Paris. He expressed gratitude towards the diaspora and conveyed his pride in their accomplishments. MLA and Chairman Zinhaboto District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, Picto Shohei, has asked all head of departments to continue to serve the district with sincerity. Addressing the DPDB board meeting in Zinhaboto yesterday, Mr. Shohei requested the board members to be watchful in development aspects towards Atoizu. He highlighted that Atoizu is still dead without bus services despite being one of the earliest subdivisions in the state. Mr. Shohei further appealed to the concerned departments for improvement of roadways in the area, keeping in mind Keloshe Polytechnic at Asukuto Town. The Union Home Ministry has informed that the seizure of drugs worth over 25,000 crore rupees in 2024 is part of its ongoing zero-tolerance policy against drugs. In a statement, the ministry noted that this represents a 55% increase compared to the more than 16,000 crore rupees worth of drugs seized in 2023. The ministry also highlighted the rise in the seizure of more harmful and addictive substances, including synthetic drugs, cocaine and pharmaceutical drugs used as psychotropic substances. Notably, the quantity of cocaine seized increased significantly from 292 kilograms in 2023 to 1,426 kilograms in 2024, while the seizure of hashish rose from 34 quintals in 2023 to 61 quintals in 2024. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda asserted that the government is committed to eliminating lymphatic filariasis, LF, from the country by 2027 while seeking active community involvement to achieve the goal. Mr. Nadda was speaking after the launch of the annual nationwide mass drug administration campaign for LF elimination through a video conference.
लिम्फैटिक फिलेरिसिस को एलिमिनेट करने के हम बहुत नजदीक पहुंचे हैं लिम्फैटिक फिलेरिसिस से सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स में हमको मुक्ति पाना है जिसका वर्ष 2030 है लेकिन हम लोगों ने रिजॉल्व किया है कि हम 2027 तक बाय 2027 हम इसको पूरा करेंगे
Dimapur District BJP President Shekishe Achumi said that BJP's recent victory in the elections, both at the national level and the Delhi Legislative Assembly, is a monumental event for the party across the country. Addressing a press conference at the party office in Dimapur, Mr. Achumi emphasized that BJP's success in capturing power after 25 years' gap would serve as a significant boost for the state. He expressed optimism that the party's leadership in the national capital would further enhance its image and prospects in the coming days. Mogokchung District Administration, in a travel advisory, has announced complete closure of vehicular movement at Satsang Bridge on National Highway 202 due to ongoing repair works. Deputy Commissioner Suvise Foji said that complete closure of the stretch of road will continue until further notice. Travelers have been advised to use the route Longsa Suruhoto Yangli Twensang and Longmisa Alisopur Tronger. The Kohima District Volleyball Association, KDVA, has announced to hold the Kohima District Volleyball Tournament 2025 tentatively from October 21 to 25 in the state capital. The Volleyball Association, in its meeting yesterday, further decided to conduct Volleyball Referee Clinic from April 1 to 5. During the meeting, the association also inducted Mr. Nivi Kotyovile as Vice President Sports. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.